Big plays throughout the night led to a final countdown by the 74,000 fans. But it was teamwork that ultimately sent the Panthers to Super Bowl 50, said tight end Greg Olsen.
We're the epitome. We're an example of what it takes when you check your ego at the door. Guys just play, they fit their role, they do everything that they're asked to do. They care for each other, they play for each other. And this is the result, offense, defense, all around. This is what it should be about.
The game was billed as a battle of the NFL's two highest scoring offenses, both led by Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks, but it wasn't a close one. Panthers quarterback Cam Newton threw for two touchdowns and ran for two more. The Panthers' defense, meanwhile, made Cardinals quarterback Carson Palmer miserable all night. He was responsible for six turnovers. The Panthers scored first with a 45-yard field goal in the first quarter. 5 minutes later, receiver Ted Ginn took the ball on an end-around, sprinting down the left sideline, then cutting back across midfield and into the end zone for a 22-yard touchdown. He probably ran twice that with all the zigzagging across the field. The Panthers scored once more in the first quarter when receiver Corey Brown caught a pass deep down the left side and ran it in for the score. It was an 86-yard play, the longest in the team's postseason history, and it put the Panthers up 17-0. The stadium roared for most of the game as fans pounded on their seats and broke into a call and response from one side of the stadium to the other with the phrase that has symbolized this Panthers season. The chant honors the late Panthers assistant coach and player Sam Mills, who once used it to inspire the team. And fans also chanted for Cam Newton after both his running touchdowns.
MVP! MVP! MVP!
Linebacker Luke Kuechly added a final touchdown with just over 5 minutes left when he intercepted a Carson Palmer pass and returned it 22 yards. Newton said afterward he hopes the win silences the broken record of questions about the team's shortcomings.
For people to not pull in your favor, say that it's only a matter of time that the Carolina Panthers is this, that, and the third, we hear it. And for a turnout for this, it just makes it all worthwhile. But yet, I keep saying it, you know, we're not finished. We're not finished.
The Panthers face the Denver Broncos in 2 weeks in Santa Clara, California. Their only other Super Bowl trip was 12 years ago when they lost to the New England Patriots. This time, the Panthers enter the game with the NFL's best record at 17-1 and the league's likely MVP. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.